This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Rich Bradbury, in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj
and Jeff Sandhu.
We've been talking about the world health officials talking about screen time. We then spoke about Sri Lanka banning social media. In a couple of minutes, we'll be talking about how Vine are finally biting back. Couple of messages we want to address over WhatsApp.
I'll just pick one. Christopher Lim says, too much screen has induced autism in children. That's actually, you know, I've seen some reports as well, so it could be true. Also on the Facebook story, he says, if Facebook knows everything you do, why don't they solve the negative viral info? So,
okay, we've got to move on to our final story. Arvind?
Yeah, so since we're on the topic of like social media and kids using social media platforms and stuff and how numb they've become to using the services, one of the only platforms that I've liked before that I thought is creative, like it gives people an opportunity to think, is Vine. Because they give you 6 seconds, and in the 6 seconds, you have to convey some sort of message. Most of the time, it's either funny or comedic. So there's a lot of thought that goes into it. You can't just like put some random videos up, or you know, things that you're just taking of your food and pictures. Vine has that creative element to its platform. It died in 2017, I think. Twitter bought it. Twitter didn't know how to use it. They didn't know how to push the service.
They don't know how to use themselves. That's
the
problem.
Yeah. So Vine is completely, it died in 2017. But now they say that the short form sharing service is back as Byte. It's still in its beta testing and is now facing stiff competition from TikTok, because China's TikTok is the big micro content platform. So Dom Hoffman, who's the founder of Byte, he said that it is a closed beta of 100 users and is still in the process of adding and subtracting features based on user feedback. Byte works by having users live record or upload short loop vertical videos that appear in other users' feed in a reverse chronological order. So it's slightly different. He also knows that, he says he's a fan of TikTok. He has used it. He said that he's seeing it as one evolutionary step past Vine, though it is not the same direction that he intends to go with Byte. And he said that Byte will differentiate by focusing less on lip syncing and teen nonsense to avoid alienating
God, because if he looks at TikTok and he wants to follow the path of TikTok, then I say it's just doomed.
Yeah, it'll die all over again.
Like you said, Vine was that really creative platform. I remember seeing some video in Vine, and you know, video editors would really play around in editing the video to make it seem like it's a magic trick.
Yeah.
You know, they would jump from the street into a car, but you know, in a seamless edit, it looked like he just jumped through the door itself.
And I know who you're talking about, that one guy.
Like I love, and Vine used to have those kind of videos, and I go like, what? Don't go the TikTok way of lip syncing everything, because annoying.
Have you not used TikTok?
I don't have it on my phone.
I don't have it on my phone, but I know a lot of people who do use it and then upload that TikTok video to
on Instagram. That's the only reason why I know about TikTok is because people share that video on their Instagram story, and I just skip immediately. It's annoying.
It is annoying.
Maybe I'm old, but it's annoying.
Oh, you said it. Finally an admission. Anyway, we should probably wrap up for the day, ladies and gents. It's been a really interesting debate here in the studio, though. We'd like it if you guys continue this debate and this discussion outside of the studio. Sit wherever you are, you know, if you're in your mamak, if you're in your car, talk to your friends about this. This is a discussion that will not go away. Screen time is an important thing that needs to be addressed. Social media and the policing of it is also something that we feel quite strongly about here on Enterprise. Just have these debates outside. It's always very, very useful to have opinions that come into the show a little bit later on. We are going to love you and leave you for the day, though. If you've missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast a little bit later on. It'll be available via our app and Google Play, on Spotify as well. We started off with that story about how the World Health officials have taken a hard stance on screen time. No screen time for children in the first year of their life, and rarely in their second. Between 2 and 4, they're suggesting no more than an hour a day in front of the screen.
Will you comply? That is like the question, right? Also, has social media done more good or bad for you? Because obviously Sri Lanka is going through a social media ban.
Then we finished with Vine finally biting back, because their new Vine 2.0 is being called Byte.
Will you be downloading that?
Yeah.
Jeff?
Interesting platform.
I would wait and see what Arvind does with it, and then I will decide to jump on board.
I think we should all have a go at it. Okay, don't go anywhere. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news is the Breakfast Grill replay with David Hashim, the founder and president of the Veritas Group, a Malaysian architectural practice led by David Hashim. They've been globalizing quietly with a presence in the US, the UK, Australia, India, Vietnam, and now in Singapore. They spoke to him on the Breakfast Grill discussing the company's growth and their international reach. That's all coming up in just a couple of minutes after the news. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow on BFM 89.9, the business station. Have yourselves a lovely day. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.